With your URW High School Football Scoreboard Show, I'm Ryan Stone. With the Piedmont District Championship on the line, GW beat Magna Vista 50-49 in double overtime. With the game tied at 36, GW had a chance to win at the end of regulation.
Snap, down clean. Stevens puts his left leg into it, it's blocked! Josh White is able to fall back on top of it around the 29-yard line, and Magna Vista still with life. With 5.9 seconds to go, the Warriors are able to block the kick and keep it a tie game at 36-all.
In the second overtime, Magna Vista scored to make it 50-49 and chose to go for two and the win.
Moore will bring a receiver in motion left to right. Moore rolling right side, looking, trying to find someone, floats it up to the back end. It is broken up! Broken up! GW's defense gets the stop! They walk it off! A 50-49 win in double overtime in what is the game of the year in the area. GW is going to finish the regular season 9-1 and is Piedmont District champions. And honestly, all you can do is tip your cap to Magna Vista.
Stanford Lipscomb had 297 yards of total offense and four total touchdowns to lead the way for GW, while Alex Brandon added 166 yards rushing and three touchdowns. Magna Vista's Simeon Moore finished with 329 yards passing and five total touchdowns. GW head coach Nick Anderson called it just another classic between the two schools.
Two powerful football teams that run good programs. You know, Favero does a great job with his guys, Ben. He's been there longer than I've been here. And every year he has his guys ready to play. He makes you work on offense. You know, his offensive scheme is tough. It makes our defense have to really work hard. So, you know, it's a great matchup between the two teams. And, you know, every year it seems to come down to it. And I think that makes us eight district championships and them only four.
Both teams finished the regular season at 9-1. GW will be at least the 2 seed in the Region 4D playoffs, with the final rankings coming out on Saturday after Hanley's game. The Dan River Wildcats beat Chatham 42-12 to clinch a playoff spot. Quarterback Josiah Farmer finished with three total touchdowns in the win. Dan River head coach Micah Knight spoke about his team's play over the last few weeks.
Resilience. One thing that we learned is that, you know, they can knock you down, but you continue to get back up. So one thing that this team did was stay resilient. Even though we lost games early, we were able to, you know, play hard at the end and come together and fulfill our destiny. So I think resilience is the thing.
Dan River is now 5-5 and will be in the Region 2 seed playoffs. Gretna lost a heartbreaker to Alta Vista 48-47. Alta Vista scored the final 13 points of the game. Gretna finishes the regular season at 8-2 and should still be the 2 seed in the playoffs next week. That's your URW High School Football Scoreboard Show. I'm Ryan Stone.